Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. And market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Senex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Senex.com. Senex is a brand of CHS. When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Senex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Senex dealer or visit Senex.com to locate a dealer. Senex is a brand of CHS. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's visit a little bit about livestock futures yesterday. Cattle futures mostly negative again yesterday, and so were the hogs.
That's right, Dave. We saw profit-taking that hit our cattle complex, selling it to the downside yesterday. Now, keep in mind, we've had some pretty good upside lately. From the late February lows to yesterday's high, April live cattle went up $10.20. In that same period, the May feeder cattle went up $14.55, so we had a little room to back these markets off yesterday. The cash feeder index has also seen quite a move. It was up $2.59 yesterday. The index is 30 cents higher than the March feeders right now. Just over a month ago, the index was $15.81 over the March feeders. Now, yesterday, choice box beef was down 89 cents. Select box is up $1.36. Total movement of 128 loads. The daily cattle kill 110,000 head. And as I said, the cash feeder index up $2.59. On the close yesterday, April live cattle 65 lower. March feeders 2 cents lower. April lean hogs were down a nickel.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
You don't want to miss it. Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Friday, March 13th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's the video auction start time, with 21,000 head to be sold, including 4,150 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 3,000 calves on cows. If you like more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday, it was a nice day for the grains, significantly higher across the board.
Exactly right. It was pretty much positive from the Sunday evening opening to yesterday's close for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, as we had a fantastic day of upside. Fund and technical buying supported the upside. Now, keep in mind, this morning we're going to see the markets have to react to, at 11 o'clock, the USDA's monthly supply and demand report that overall is expected to only see some slight tweaking of the numbers. Now, just a little while ago, CONAB out of Brazil lowered the Brazilian soybean production to 93.3 million metric tons from their last estimate of 94.6 million metric tons. Trading overnight has been mostly lower for our grain complex, with the corn seeing the best trading volume. At the moment, May KC wheat's down 4 cents, May corn's down a penny and a quarter, May soybeans 3 cents lower, May cotton down 8 points, April crude oil trading 20 cents lower, the March dollar index making new highs once again, up 82 cents, and the March Dow Jones futures down a whopping 186 points this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.